You're listening to SBS News.
In 1929, we had the Great Depression. In 2020, we have the Great Lockdown. The IMF's chief economist, Geeta Gopinath, is warning the world to prepare for an extraordinary economic downturn unlike anything experienced in our lifetimes.
We are projecting global growth in 2020 to fall to minus 3%. This makes the Great Lockdown the worst recession since the Great Depression and far worse than the global financial crises.
Just how much worse? In 2009, the global economy contracted by just 0.1%. That figure is dwarfed by this projection of a 3% contraction. The magnitude and speed of collapse in activity caused by national lockdowns, shuttered factories and widespread border closures makes this a crisis like no other, the IMF says. And it's one that threatens to reverse decades of gains from globalisation. Global airline losses have climbed to $312 billion, an astonishing figure, but nothing compared to the overall damage. Over the next 2 years, the pandemic could shave $9 trillion from global GDP. And no nation will be spared. Australia is hurtling towards its first recession since 1991, according to Harold Finger, the IMF's mission chief for Australia.
You have the border closures, which are important factors driving the decline in tourism and education services, and you have a steep decline in commodity prices affecting Australia.
The Australian economy is expected to shrink by 6.7% in 2020. However, if the pandemic is largely contained in the second half of this year, it will see a rebound in 2021 with growth of 6.1%. Despite the recovery, unemployment will continue to rise into 2021, expected to average almost 9%, up from 5.2% in 2019. But the forecasts have been rejected by the Federal Treasurer, who says the figures were put together before the government's $130 billion JobKeeper package was announced. And he adds before Australia began to flatten the curve.
We were seeing an exponential increase of more than 20% a day. Since that time, we've bent that curve and we're seeing a growth of less than 2% per day.
The IMF has applauded Australia's $320 billion coronavirus cash injection. Such swift and sizeable responses, it says, are crucial to keeping economies afloat once the pandemic passes. The grim forecast stresses massive losses in advanced and developing economies. Economies across Europe will shrink by around 7.5%. Italy and Spain are expected to experience the steepest declines of anywhere in the world. The United States economy is forecast to contract by 6%. Japan's by 5.2% and the United Kingdom by 6.5%. Emerging economies like China and India will fare slightly better. China is forecast to expand by just 1.2% this year, its lowest growth rate in 44 years, while India will grow by just 1.9%. Overall global growth is forecast to rebound to 5.8% in 2021. That's only if the pandemic is brought under control by the end of the year.
The pandemic may not recede in the second half of this year, leading to longer containment periods, worsening financial conditions, and further breakdowns in global supply chains. In such cases, global GDP will fall even further by an additional 3% in 2020. And if the health crisis rolls over into 2021, it can reduce the level of global GDP by an additional 8%. Compared to the baseline.
Abby O'Brien, SBS News.